What's your favorite Bible story? It's another day, I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled, A Good Story. Our scripture reference today is Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 42. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, Brothers, what should we do? Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. We need good theology. What you think about God guides what you think about the world. It impacts how you see yourself and the relation you have with everyone else in the world. Good theology shapes faithful perspectives. Bad theology often enables and justifies the worst in us. In my teaching opportunities, I encourage good theology. People often find it helpful to learn theology has put thought into questions they've had. But as important as theology is, it isn't the end-all of our faith. I'm not sure the Bible shows us Jesus taught theology to anyone. He interpreted the scripture he and his people knew. He showed them how to see God's kingdom movement in the world. On a basic level, you can say that's theology. Based on the Greek words that give us the English word theology, we say theology is simply thought about God. So, to some degree, we are all theologians. But Jesus didn't call us first to be theologians. Our calling wasn't to take up our degrees. Instead, we're called to be disciples first, to take up our cross and follow where the Lord leads us. Jesus often taught us how to live into our calling through story. Storytelling wasn't only a strong part of his culture, but it's a part of being human. An English professor once said, "We are, as a species, addicted to story. Even when the body goes to sleep, the mind stays up all night telling itself stories." In 2011, The Story debuted and people loved it. It's an abridged retelling of the Bible and reads like a novel. It takes the chapters and verses out so we can read it more as a story than a lecture text. We love stories, and the old, old story tells us of Jesus and his love. After the church received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, Peter addressed the crowd. Mr. Foot in His Mouth became the church's first preacher. And do you recall what he preached? It wasn't theology. It was story. And God's faithfulness, spoken through God's story, prompted thousands of people to faith in Jesus. The Christmas holiday season is a perfect time to remember the power of stories. Yes, we have the stories of Scripture. Read those. Know them and cherish them. Always reflect on them. But even your personal stories have God within them. The stories around you speak of God's faithfulness when we learn to listen. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to another note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.